What up, players? This is your bro, Paul Spentad. Scott coming at you here solo. Another Scott Speaks. Apparently last week was a Scott Speaks too. I forgot about that. I'd uploaded that one. I'd recorded it a while ago. I was complaining about the price of everything going up. And then I remember thinking last week, as I was thinking about uploading it, I was like, oh, I have this other thought, this other thing that's on my mind, that I should like just do an additional recording and talk about it. And I didn't. And now I forgot what that thing was. And now I'm here again. It is literally February 22nd, 2025, 11:30 p.m. on a Saturday night. And I'm just now starting to record. Shame on me for going this late, because I knew all week long, I knew that it was going to be a Scott Speaks week. Todd is in Europe somewhere. He might be back now, but he was in Europe this week. So I knew we weren't going to record. And so even though I went to Salt Lake this week, I was like, fuck it. I'm not taking my stuff. Not taking my laptop. Not taking the microphone. I am taking a week off from taking that stuff while traveling. But again, still knowing in the back of my mind that by 29 minutes from now, I will need to have an episode recorded and uploaded, and I just didn't do it until right now. So again, got to keep the streak alive. I actually mentioned this to Jamie. She was like, why didn't you ask me to do a podcast? I was like, honestly, I did think about it, but we just haven't, like, there just hasn't been a good time. Haven't thought to do it, so here we are. Anyway, so this will be a pretty short one, probably 15 or 20-ish minutes at most, because I will still have to edit it, which just means put the music in the front and the back, do the write-up, upload it, and get all that done within the next 28 minutes. I've done it before. Not advisable to wait this late, but here we are. I did have one thing I was going to talk about, though, but it is freezing in my office, as per usual. I've not done a podcast in my office in a while, so I forget how cold it gets in here. Excuse me. But it is quite chilly. I've got my one of three jackets, which I keep in the chair behind me. This one is my, actually there's four jackets that I use in this room. Does anyone else like this? This one is the, I've showered recently, and so I'm wearing, it's basically a Letterman's jacket. It's got the nice, not Dave Letterman, you know what I mean, like varsity Letterman's jacket. It's very thick, kind of a fuzzy, fleecy, woolly thing as the exterior. It's got buttons. There are no letters actually on it. And say, like, you know, San Dimas High or anything. Excuse me, I'm going to be yawning. There's nothing to do about it. But I wear this when I've recently showered. But I'm in here in the office doing something, which is exactly what's happening. I showered a couple hours ago because I ran tonight. I also have behind me, I got two of basically the same jacket for Christmas this year. I have both of them sitting on the chair behind me, because they're like the down jackets. I probably talked about it on the pod already, but and they're quite thick. I mean, they're made for winter weather, and so it's just difficult for me to hang them on what is essentially our coat rack, which is just outside of my eyesight here in the little hallway going to the den. There's a coat rack next to the door that goes out of the garage. But it's full of stuff. Between my coats, Jamie's coats, Isla's coats. I also hang my hats there. There's just, it needs to be three times the size to hold everything that it should hold. And now, honestly, I would consider having a lower coat rack. But the problem is underneath the coat rack is a shoe rack. Because, again, we 90% of the time use that garage to come in and out of the house. And because we don't wear shoes in the house, the idea is you walk in the garage door, or the door to the garage from outside, take your shoes off, and leave them there. Now, you notice I didn't say put them on the rack. The rack has become 70% Isla's shoes, and she doesn't even put them up there. So my shoes and Jamie's shoes just kind of end up strewn about on the floor in the little walkway, which is very annoying for me because, as mentioned, that walkway goes from the den into my office. So anytime I'm walking into my office, I am frequently and often avoiding shoes. I'm just trying not to trip and bust my ass, which has happened, and it's annoying. It's frustrating, but here we are. Not what I was going to talk about. Another thing that happened today that is not what I was planning on talking about, but actually made the local news of next door. I went for a run, as I mentioned, about 6 hours ago. And a little over a mile away from the house, in particular, there's a section about a little over a mile away from the house that is a series of kind of apartment complexes, condo complexes. And it's a little off from the major roads, so it's definitely a secondary road area. And there was several of them have like little, I think they're called retention ponds between, you know, the backside of some of the apartments and the secondary road that I'm referring to. And so I'm on the run today, and I go by this one area, and right before I turn down this road, I noticed there was a cop with its lights on, kind of sitting in the middle of what ultimately is a, you know, one lane each way road. So basically blocking traffic, period, like in either direction. I was like, well, they're not going to block me. I'm a pedestrian. There's a sidewalk. Like, I'm going to go down there, and if there's something to be seen, I'm going to check it out. And sure enough, after I turned, I looked ahead at 100 yards and looked ahead from where this one cop car was about 100 yards. And there were like 7 or 8 other emergency vehicles, not all cops. One definitely a fire engine, one an ambulance, and then I guess all the others were cops. And as I got closer, I was like, what is that? What's in the pond? So the retention pond that I was talking about, the one in question, was frozen over. It's been very cold, and we just had snow yesterday or day and a half ago. I guess it was 2 nights ago. And so there was, the ponds are frozen. It was a little warmer today, but still not warm enough to unfreeze some of those. As I got closer, I realized, oh my God, there's a bus. What looked to me initially, as I told Jamie, what looked to me initially as one of those, like, it looked like it was like a painted bus, like a bus that someone lives in that probably runs on cooking oil. So it was very brightly colored on the outside. I was like, oh my God, this, you know, bus that's also a home. I don't know what you call them. Convertibus, whatever. Did it intentionally drive into this pond? But it legit, the bus, the whole bus, front end rather of the bus, not the whole bus, but the whole front end of the bus was in the pond. Like, it was at a 35-degree angle, the whole bus was, with the front end just sticking in the pond. As I got closer, I realized, oh, no, that's not a personal bus that someone uses as a home, converted school bus that someone is living in. No, that's a city bus. That's an RTD, as it's called here in Denver. That's an RTD bus. It's just, it's wrapped, meaning it's got, like, you know, marketing on the outside of it. I was like, holy shit, that's crazy. And so as I got much closer and I could clearly see what's going on, I was like, I don't want to be on this sidewalk. So I kind of, because again, the road's completely blocked at this point, I kind of ran into the middle of the street, for lack of a better term. And that's when I noticed that on the other side of the street, right near this four-way stop, was this little white sedan that was completely totaled, making it very clear once you kind of put all the puzzle pieces together. Oh, there was an accident, likely where either the bus or the sedan, not sure, ran. As I mentioned, it's a four-way stop. One of the two clearly just ran right through the four-way stop, hit the other. Again, I truly do not know who did what, but it sent the bus, like, flying towards this pond, and it landed in the pond. I was like, wow, that's not something you see every day. That's pretty crazy. Sure enough, 3 or 4 hours later, I get a notification on my phone from next door, and someone has posted it. Does anyone know what happened here? With pictures, which was great, because then I could just show Jamie. I was like, see, I wasn't lying. Not that she thought I was lying, of course, but... and then somebody put in a link to one of the local news stations or newspapers, I think, had an article. And apparently, yeah, RTD bus, there were 15 passengers, one minor injury, but otherwise no one hurt, which is kind of wild. I mean, I wouldn't have expected that people would be dead or whatever, but maybe more than one injury. I mean, that must have been, again, almost certainly was something that, if you're a passenger on the bus, you probably saw coming, no matter what happened. Again, I don't know who was at fault, what exactly happened, but there would have been time to kind of brace yourself. But even still, you consider, you know, okay, there could have been kids, could have been elderly people, for only one minor injury. It's pretty wild. But so yeah, that was pretty crazy. And something you don't see every day. That happened. Again, I didn't see it happen. According to the newspaper article, it happened around 4:45. I think I was probably running by at 5:30. So I'd missed it by quite a bit. It had already happened a while ago. Of course, I wouldn't have wanted it to be too close to it happening, for obvious reasons. But it's one of those weird things where I made the decision. I do not often run that direction. In fact, it's only the second time in a couple of months that I've gone that specific route. And so it's one of those things that at the last minute I was like, because this, as I mentioned, I probably left the house about 5:20 or so. Because the sun was setting, I intentionally ran east. I'm sorry, west. Not east at all. I intentionally ran west so that I could see the sun. So just because of the time that I left and because the sunset was looking particularly nice, I was like, all right, I'll do that specific route because I know it will allow me to run directly towards the sunset and I can just kind of enjoy that for a while. If it had been cloudy, if it had been later in the day, if it had been earlier in the day, I probably would not have gone that way because, again, I just typically don't. But it's just one of those fate things where you happen to make a decision. And I did make that decision the last minute because I did not know what the sunset was looking like until I was out the door. I was planning on going somewhere else. I was actually planning on just running at the elementary school track across the street. And I would have never seen that, would have never known about it, nothing. So just funny how those little seemingly innocuous, meaningless decisions can change the course of your day. It's not like it changed the course of my life or anything, but it did allow me to see something that was pretty cool that I would not have otherwise seen, obviously. Anyway, so that happened. Oh, and what else? There was just kind of odds and ends here. Next week, Todd and I are going to Tahoe. We're going Wednesday to Wednesday. It's just kind of how it worked out. But we're staying with very good family friends of ours. So I know in the past we have, and Todd and I have only been going on this trip, I think it's literally just the second year in a row. And as I think, as I'm thinking about this, last year we intended to do a podcast, a joint podcast, live and in person, you know, sitting across the table from each other. And then I got sick, so we didn't do that because he didn't want to, because we had the one mic, he didn't want to be breathing into the same mic. I don't blame him. And this time we probably will not do that either because, as I was starting to say, we're staying with very good family friends in their house, their recently purchased house in Tahoe. So I don't know that there will be a good time or a prudent time to whip out the mic and record. And again, that also allows me to not have to bring the microphone or this personal computer. I am planning to bring my work computer just because it's always a lot easier just to get a little bit of work done, even when you're on vacation. I hate that I'm one of those guys, but it's just very true. It makes your return back to the office that much more of a soft landing, if you will, if you're able to just knock out some stuff. So that is my plan. But I do not intend to bring both computers. And I do not intend to bring a microphone because for anyone who's ever skied before, you got to haul a bunch of other shit. So I'll just save my the room and my baggage for, you know, ski gear, long johns, ski pants, jackets, socks, obviously boots, skis, poles, helmet, all that stuff, and not worry about bringing the microphone and the other computer. So, even though yes, that goes in a carry-on. I know. Shut up. I can hear people. Whatever. I just don't feel like lugging it around. All right. What do you care? Anyway, so that'll be the case with future episodes, at least for the next couple of weeks. Likely, hopefully, going to hear a other half episode that I will upload in the next couple of days to cover next week, and then the week after, we'll see. We'll see if Todd and I do one after the ski trip, or if I do another one of these, or if Jamie and I get on the mic. I don't know. You just never know. That's the beauty of this podcasting thing. You are your own boss. You can fly by the seat of your pants. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want to do it. And that's kind of how we run the BroPod Network. So, anyway, I guess that's really it. I have 12 minutes. I need to upload this. Get a photo together, write the description. I just got a bunch of shit I got to do in the next 12 minutes, so I'm not going to muck about in it. Again, next time it's a legit show. Todd and I have plenty to talk about. I've not started watching Severance yet. I don't want to hear it. I do have access to it now, but we just haven't started watching it, Jamie and I. So that will happen soon. Also, on the sibling dribblings front, Victor Wembanyama is out for the season. That's crazy. On the same team, Greg Popovich might not be back this season, and that his career might be over for the Spurs. I don't know. Pretty wild. Wild stuff going on in the NBA. Todd and I still have not talked about the All-Star Weekend, which is something I want to do. Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show happened last week. Like, a lot is going on in the world of, there's a lot of running stuff I could talk about that I did not get to in this brief little just catch-up. So, anyway, a lot of those details will be forthcoming, so stay tuned. But, yeah, I'm going to sign off for now. Again, if you're listening to this as soon as it's posted, which will be in the next 12 minutes, there'll be another one posted in the next couple of days, so be on the lookout for that. But otherwise, just stay tuned, stay locked for all the latest and greatest updates here from the BroPod Network. We appreciate the patronage. You know how to get in touch with us, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, bropodnetwork.com is the website, no the, just bropodnetwork.com. Check us out. You can listen to podcasts there, get all the information you might need about the BroPod. And then wherever you listen to find podcasts, Spotify, Spotify, Apple Tunes, whatever. I can never remember. I've been doing this for years. I can't remember what to say. All those things. So hit us up, like, subscribe, give a thumbs up, comment. We're on Facebook, we're on X, we're on Instagram, the_bro_pod, the_bro_pod on X and Instagram. Facebook, just the Bro Pod Wisconsin. Check us out. Go there for interactions with other fans. We do appreciate it. Anyway, all right, I gotta get going here. So, thank you as always for listening. And until next week, everybody.